In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
To be God's own dear child doesn't mean you're made childish. It's not licensed to think the world revolves around you. Far from it. To be his child means you're given complete and utter faith in him. Whatever he says, you believe, without doubt. This is the faith he gives in holy baptism, by the forgiveness of your sins. You are indeed one of Jesus' little ones. To you belongs the kingdom of heaven. It's why the devil hates and despises you. He'd do anything to wipe the watery cross of God's holy name from off your brow, accusing and lying about you before Christ and before men, gloating in those secret sins you think well hidden, and happily reminding you of sins long forgiven. He calls you dirty, unclean, and every other unspeakable name. He promises what he can in no way deliver. He says your sin is too great, that God could never truly love or forgive you. But what he really desires is the weight of the law to be fastened around your neck as you join him in the crushing blackness of hell. And if you think you can fight alone against hell's attacks or protect yourself from them, you'll lose. Every time, you will die and be damned. Repent. Hear the word of Jesus. It is necessary that temptations will and do come. Don't be afraid of that. But woe to the one by whom the temptation comes. Just as the angels rejoice over one sinner who repents, so also they mourn over the impenitent hardened in his sin. All who are impenitent must be cut off, cast out of the holy church, and thrown to the dragon. This is excommunication. Beware and repent. Yet Jesus doesn't leave you helpless. You pray, let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Jesus gives his angels charge over you, sends them to fight for you. What you do face is only the last bit of fight from a vanquished enemy as the crushed dragon slithers back to hell in retreat. And there stands Michael, the devil cowering underfoot, the spear raised in his hand, the holy cross, mocking Satan and his horde by the one who defeated them in weakness. Though the devil once overcame by a tree, it's by this tree that he is overcome. The holy angels then simply direct you to the Lamb made man to do what no man or angel could ever do. They proclaim the one who conquered by being slain, who died yet lives again. They comfort you with the same words once spoken to Nazareth's virgin and to Bethlehem's shepherds. Fear not. They proclaim Jesus' resurrection and the guarantee that he will return in the same way he went. Whenever the devil makes an accusation or attacks, it's the holy angels who, by God's will, thwart him. Yes, he prowls like a roaring and ravening lion, but he can't harm you. The holy angels serve God by watching over you, by protecting and keeping you. And together with you, they worship and adore Jesus in his flesh and blood. Michael's name is thus a taunt to mock Satan. Who is like God? It's the question at the heart of this gospel. Who is greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Who is like God? No one but God, who himself leapt down from heaven's royal throne, strapped on the battle armor of man's flesh knit together in the womb of the Blessed Virgin, and entered the fray. Jesus waged war with Satan and his demons as the angels looked on. Death and life contended in that combat stupendous. The serpent dealt the mortal strike. The armor was pierced. Jesus was dead. Men mourned, but the angels in heaven rejoiced as they flocked around that rocky Holy of Holies, adoring the Lamb who shed his blood upon the mercy seat of the Holy Cross. For they know God's will and rejoice in it. They know the death of Jesus is victory and the end of the war. They know his death is your reconciliation and life. Yet the demons in hell cowered. By stretching out his arms in death, Jesus crushed the head of the ancient serpent, throwing down forever the accuser of all men. Jesus allowed the devil to strike his heel in order to crush his head and to shatter the iron fetters of death. The war is over. The strong man is bound by the stronger man, his treasure ransacked. Jesus won the victory in weakness and lives again. This is what St. John saw. The war in heaven becomes an allegory, a parable for the victorious death of Jesus and the preaching of his church. It'd have been the same if he'd been shown a congregation gathered around the altar. Yet God deigned to show John the war where St. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon and his angels. It's an allegory. Satan isn't an actual dragon. He's an angel. St. Michael is a real angel, but in this parable, he represents Christ himself. Heaven is the church. Christ's angels are his preachers. They fight against the devil and his demons by preaching the death of Jesus and administering the sacraments flowing from his cross. All Christians, those accused by Satan day and night, conquer the devil and his demons by the blood of the Lamb and by their testimony. And just as Satan and his demons were thrown out of heaven, so they're thrown out of the church. Woe to those outside the church. Woe to the scribes and Pharisees. Woe to the unbelievers. The devil is not your friend or your ally. You weren't made for him. He hates you and comes in great wrath. There is for no one, not for you, not for the unbelievers, any way to face the devil, the law, or your own sins without the blood of the Lamb. By and with the blood of the Lamb, you not only stand, but you sing and march and revel in the joy of war that trounces evil. For Jesus shed his blood for your sins. He appeases his Father's wrath on your behalf, making himself your substitute and reconciling you back to himself by grace. The greatest in the kingdom of heaven, then, is the one who by baptism has the right to address the Father of Jesus as his very own and Jesus as brother. No angel, no matter how mighty or loyal, not even Michael himself, has this right. But you do. And though you were created lower than them, you have the higher honor. For the Son of God did not assume into himself the substance of the angelic nature, but the very substance of your flesh. He, your salvation, your brother, seated upon the throne of God, is their delight. He's the one whom they adore as they chant his eternal praise. They delight in his death, for they rejoice in the holy love that spares nothing to claim you. For in those holy waters, mingled with his blood and swirled by angels, Jesus does for you what he's not done for them. You're redeemed and reconciled, not by Michael or his sword, but by the blood of the Lamb and holy baptism, holy absolution, and the Holy Communion. So they delight as you are rescued from sin and death and the devil, made one of Jesus' little ones, and brought into the kingdom by baptism. They're not envious as Jesus does this for you. Rather, they're confirmed in your joy. They rejoice when you confess your sins and are absolved for Jesus' sake and by his wounds. They delight as you receive the Holy Communion, joined to Jesus, marveling at God's love for you. The accuser is thrown down and his head crushed by the victorious Lord Jesus. The war is won and the demons powerless. You are the little one of Jesus, for whom he sends his holy angels to guard and protect from all evil and harm. Mighty warriors who stand at his command, they do battle with the forces of the enemy and comfort terrified men. So you pray, let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. And it is so. Jesus will not let any harm befall any of his little ones. Behold a mystery. As you are one with your brothers and sisters here in Jesus, so also are you one in Jesus with the holy angels and with all the saints in glory. Sing and rejoice with them. For the Son of Man is your redemption. Behold, the veil between heaven and earth is lifted as Jesus comes in his body and blood this morning. Join your voice with the voices of the angels in their eternal and unending hymns. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Sanctus, 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 Dominus Deus Sabaoth. Te Deum laudamus. Here are your marching orders, your rations, and your weapons. Here is the blood of the Lamb for the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ, who was slain but who lives again, who has set us into the wonderful order of angels and men, who comes here on earth for us in this holy sacrament. Here he gives you life and gives it abundantly. Your name is inscribed in the blood of the Lamb in his book of life. The devil cannot have you. The war is won. The Son of Man has indeed saved the lost. In Jesus' name, amen.